Okay, sorry. Start that guy counting.
All right.
Oh, boy, this is going to be a good one. All we're right. going to have a good show today, right, people.
Hit
yeah,
this
baby.
Button over here. Go up back over here. Go back into this page. Open up this window. Singer,
about
go
the moon and the tuna and the springer. I love the singer
go here
where the skies are blue.
What's wrong with NPR? I don't listen to NPR. I listen to wait, don't tell me.
This continues to be a count.
I'm not. That's not a plug, by the way.
50, 49, 48.
I love to sing. I love to sing. How about you, Papa? I love to sing.
There's a hole in my bucket, dear Eliza, dear Eliza. There's a hole in my bucket, dear Eliza.
One, to the counter,
yeah, okay, let me get my notes here so I can get ready to really be the destructive force that I know I can be.
22.
He's doing it. He's doing that countdown. 16.
As we are now delivering.
16 seconds. All right.
We're going to have to come with a new. I'll tell you a little bit later. We're going to come up with a new intro. Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
A new intro.
Oh, boy.
It won't be this one.
New and improved.
Yes.
3, 2,
it'll be stupid
one.
Fast. I think we'll still use Dano, though.
Now broadcaster from the Dan Mason Studios.
I'm not paying for
deep
it.
Deep in the heart of Virginia. It's the Slade and Mason Show.
Because neither one of us picked that secondary jackpot.
Hey, they didn't get AI to... AI, I built it for us. Yeah, that's it. Dear Mr. AI, please build us a theme song. Certainly. How would you like that built? Quickly.
You know. Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Well, here we are once again.
You know, it's like you have just brought all kinds of things into my head. It's like I need to go in and start negotiating tomorrow to make sure that my AI is not overused unless I get paid for it.
Yeah, you need a contract because I started thinking about, you know, boy, we went right off topic just as soon as we opened up the mic, didn't we? What's his name? The guy that did all the Die Hard movies.
Bruce Willis.
He signed away his AI likeness. But if SAG's on strike, does his AI go on strike? These are perplexing questions. Anyway, this is the Slade and Mason Show. It's
and
all
this
about
is
you.
The first 30 seconds. Yes.
Oh,
we're in trouble already.
The things we'll talk about. The things we'll talk about. This is the Slade and Mason Show. It's all about you and us. It is not organized in any way, shape, or form. So get over it. It's it's just like a radio program.
nothing like a radio show.
Where we share with you news stories and things you see throughout the week. It's basically our take on it. We're just saying the things that would come crawling into your head, but you're too polite. Your grandmother said, don't you ever say those out of your mouth, but we're going to say it for you.
Because we were juvenile delinquents and we don't care.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. What do you think the JD stands for? All right. So, and there you go.
There we go.
You'll never hear this on the radio, so enjoy it.
So remember when he says it's like there's nothing like
it. It's just like a radio program. Look, we're just trying to have some fun and bring you along with the journey. Don't take it too seriously. Just enjoy all the music you're listening to. Unless we tell you otherwise, it's brought to you by Dana Music. Dana Music because, well, quite frankly, we're not going to pay for it. Go take a look at the link in the description. We got grandfathered into the old songs, so grab those. And we're not grabbing any new ones because, quite frankly, we want to charge us money. Anyway, don't forget to check out the picture from Instagram. From 2016. There's a picture from Twitter 2022. And as always, if you enjoy what you're listening to, my goodness gracious, maybe you might want to call 911. But as always, we're brought to you by Icy Southern Icy Treats. And it was so funny. We were talking about something at work, and they were talking about how quickly the people speak, and they were talking about radio announcers, and they said, hey, Dan, did you want to take this next line? Sure. It's important to talk to me. I just went like, and they were like, wait, too fast. Oh, I'm sorry. Should be speaking at 120 words per minute.
Oh my God.
It was
listen,
so funny.
You know, I have always been told that I speak entirely too rapidly. And when I get to doing a weather forecast, oh man, it's like,
well, it's the East Coast mentality. But
yeah,
hey,
even though I sound like I'm from the Midwest, you see, and I look like I'm from Harlem.
You sound a little bit like a Yankee. All right, now, Mr. Slade.
Yes, sir.
It is Sunday again. which then begs the question, if you possibly have, for everyone to listen to, a Sunday morning rant. I gather from that cackle that you do.
Oh, you bet your bippy I do. And you know what? You really should know what my rant is going to be about.
Oh, it's going to be about the billions and billions and hundreds of billions and millions and billions of dollars.
No, believe it or not, it isn't.
It's not about money?
But it, I guess,
is it about rich white people?
In an offhanded way, it sort of is. It is about SWPs.
Stupid white
people. And I mean, the heart of SWP land. I mean, it's like, it started in 1957.
Okay, 19, I'm writing this down in a little piece of paper. Go ahead.
All right, there was a woman who, she just didn't particularly like paper dolls.
Oh, yeah.
So she came up with the whitest creature in America.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Barbie.
Mm-hmm. But she named it after her daughter.
I don't care.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me tell you, there are a bunch of things I got into because this past week, because the new Barbie movie, mm-hmm. which has hit the screens, mm-hmm. There is an organization that really hates Barbie because she's not realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there was a documentary done and it was called Tiny Shoulders. And it was dealing with the problem that Mattel was having in trying to diversify Barbie so that she wasn't always going to be this very tall, very white lady, you know, again, with blue eyes and red lips. And, you know, here's the thing of it. You know, in the early days when they tried to make a Negro Barbie, the Negro Barbie had blue eyes and red lips.
And blonde hair.
Here's the deal.
So realistic.
If Barbie were an actual woman, she'd be 5'9".
Mm-hmm.
She'd have a 39-inch bust, an 18-inch waist, 33-inch hips, and a size 3 shoe.
And
now, come on.
And anatomically speaking, no liver. I'm putting it out there. No liver. So she can't clean her blood.
Weight at 110 pounds. All right. Now, here's the thing. Barbie's been around 60 years, and I still can't get over the fascination with her. Here are a couple of reasons to hate Barbie.
Okay. As a man.
Her saying anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Barbie should try and say that to a person who has an incurable disease.
Oh boy,
getting
here we
better
go.
Is obviously possible, even if the doctors tell you that they can't cure your disease. Okay, Barbie exploding into a million pieces is possible. How about Barbie being this monster who eats kids' brains? It's possible.
What?
If everything is possible, how come I can't fly or time travel? And Barbie says everything is possible. She's not medically possible. People took a doll too seriously. Dolls are one of the oldest toys, and Barbie is a plastic inanimate object that little girls played with and adults collect.
Mm-hmm.
As Barbie, she only cares for herself. She's been forever bad, but a direct-to-video movie about her being a secret agent that's coming out soon? That's an all-time low. Barbie needs to go away for as long as the universe stays up. She's part of the Megadysis. You know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah. That's yeah. Okay. So now that last sentence was total cringe. Did I really think about that?
No,
probably not. No. All right. She thinks everyone loves her. Well, I don't, which is true. She's got an annoying voice.
Angry old man.
She thinks that the only good color is pink. I don't mind pink, but Barbie uses it way too much. It literally takes over Barbie. Why? Pink is the worst color ever. It's horrid. Pink is a good color, so shut up, you haters, right? Pink looks good on Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, Coats. She's got her own show. waiting for the return of Mimi and the Goo Goo's toy and the cartoon Mimi and Her Friends. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I don't know how she's overrated. Mm. Yep. You know, again, and the thing of it is, and then on top of everything else, the worst song in the world was created for her. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world, wrapped in plastic. Man, it's fantastic. You know, you know what really looks cool? When you take a Bic lighter and you put it to Barbie's head and you just watch it.
Wow. You have some anger issues.
I do just have. My issues with Barbie go way back. Way back.
Wow.
Because I was here when Barbie was created. It's like, and oh, yeah. And then last but not least, here's the magic question. Barbie and Ken, why didn't they have kids?
He ain't got nothing.
Because Ken ain't got nothing. And with that, I really worked on this rant, and I've been waiting for
waiting for this movie to come out.
I really have.
All right.
And I am just hoping that well, when they get ready to go ahead, that Weird Al does another song to tribute to Barbie, because I know it's going to be hilarious.
Well, here's the issue with that. It already is a comical song to begin with. That's one. Number two, actually, do you know the hit? Do you know the? All right, you talked about the dolls.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to defend Barbie. That's pretty sad. I understand that.
That I expect nothing less from SWP.
So now
I expect nothing less, because I want you to think about the time and the era that this thing came out.
Oh, I know.
We're talking 1957.
Yeah. Yep.
We're talking. There was not a lot of pigmentation in the media, unless they were being handcuffed or sprayed with water hoses.
This bastion
of American beauty, who sets the stereotype that no girl in the world can match up to, unless she does like some of these stupid women that I do reports on all the time, who spend $100,000 getting body manipulation so that they can be like Barbie. Why?
So anyway, here's the deal.
Yeah, keep defending. Let me hear this defense. This is good.
So the original Barbie,
Mr. Mason,
was,
you know, the court's already thrown you out.
So Barbie was created by her mom, Ruth Handler. She was an American businesswoman. And the problem was, she was watching her daughter play with the paper dolls and having them create stories like, oh, I'm going to be a doctor and I'm going to take care of you, blah, 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 or I'm going to be like an engineer or something like that. So she's like, well, this sucks. These are paper. I should make a doll. So she went to Europe and she found these little, you know, girly dolls that men would actually purchase and put like on the dashboard of their vehicles. And it was like, look, right? That was it. Yeah. And that was the origin. So she just bought a bunch of them, put clothes on them, and the rest is history. Now, fast forward to today. We have a movie that's out, and so what
it's
they
decided. It's going to be the whitest movie in America.
It is disgustingly pink. People are actually do you know about Barbenheimer?
No.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Okay, now wait a minute, because Oppenheimer's opening up this weekend.
Yes. There's a term called Barbenheimer. Okay. What you're supposed to do is go watch this bubblegum, sickeningly sweet, goofy, white, lily white, disgusting adaptation of the world, and then go see the most depressing movie you could ever imagine in your entire life, where people have actually walked out crying and being have to call like their psychiatrist because they feel suicidal after the bar. So to your point, the Barbie movie makes fun of the fact that they are these stupid, lily white, pink, androgynously just plastic nightmares, and she accidentally flows into real world. And the one clip, and I only saw it for like, it was like 8.5, 9 seconds long. It was Ken. Yeah, it was Ken. He's in the hospital, and because it's that whole, your point, you can do anything. And he's like, hey, I want to do an appendectomy. And the doctor's standing there looking at him going, no, really, I want to do an appendectomy. You can't do an appendectomy. Oh, yes, I can. And he's like, she's like, no, you really can't do an appendectomy. Oh, come on. And it's like, what kind of dialogue is this? It's so stupid. But that was the idea behind it. They said, look, let's tear this away. Let's realize that this is, it was a bad move in 1957, but they have evolved over the years. I got some news for you. This is not going to be the only Barbie movie. This is now going to be. Wait, oh God, this is going to be. Yes, it is. This is going to be a franchise. You think Rocky had a lot of movies.
It's going to be the new Marvel.
Oh, yes. That's exactly right.
They'll
because they're going
to
go off.
17 movies,
yes,
man.
Yes. They've already pipelined. They've already been pipelined. And the cross-marketing of product is off the charts. You can't walk into the internet without seeing something Barbie oriented. You can't. It's like there's I get ads for my old cell phone. They're like, hey, what would Barbie do? And I'm like, oh my gosh, what the heck is going on here? People are losing their flipping minds. But
and just like in 1957 when I was an impressionable youth,
yes,
now I'm an old fart, man, and it's like, and I'm thinking, oh, not again. Jesus, I've done this before. Yeah. I got the t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be...
Because you were bombarded in the 70s with Barbie this and Barbie that.
But I played with G.I.
Joe's.
Barbie
got her car, and that's where Bobby got her house.
I played
with
G.I. Joe's.
You know, again, and the thing of it is, here's the thing. And Barbie and Mattel says, the reason is because Barbie's an independent woman.
Mm-hmm.
What does she do?
Nothing.
You know, I mean, really.
She goes
nothing.
Shopping.
Yeah.
In her dream house.
Run this job. Yeah. I mean, yeah. So they found a franchise that they've milked
baby.
For the last 50 years. And guess what?
But
here
it was
comes
faltering.
The resurgence.
It was faltering.
Here comes the
this
resurgence.
Is, yes. This is the one that's going to save it. Yep.
I mean, you know, again, it's like, you're right. Between now and what time of year did they do this? Oh, summer. So we can start getting ready for Christmas.
Yeah, let me tell you, when Christmas comes rolling out, it
I am going to be so sick of Barbie, it's like I'm going to want to assassinate Barbie. I'm going to end up taking and popping all the heads off of Barbies and just throwing them in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, because we did. We ended up, you know, we were given G.I. Joe.
Yeah,
play with this real tough man. Oh, G.I. Joe. He didn't have any genitalia either.
Yeah,
so,
but,
you know,
and,
I mean,
but
like,
that's it, because it got bad off. And,
and you named the woman who created Barbie. What was her name again?
Her name is, let me check my notes here. Her name is Ruth Handler.
Okay, Ruth Handler. And she was very insistent. Mm-hmm. The reason that you, from the time in 1957, that you got these, they looked like the Madonna cone bras.
Oh, yeah.
She said, because it's like, want to have these little girls know that they're going to have to deal with breast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not like those, because if you got those, man, you got problems.
Well, as irony would have it, in 1970, she was diagnosed with breast cancer and had to have a double mastectomy.
That's where you took the lighter and you just put the lighter over the breast and mashed it in.
It's interesting. I heard that in another news story, but I'm not seeing it here on this page. A modified radical mastectomy. Okay. I'm not sure.
It didn't tell me exactly. And then you know what
she
did?
What that means. Yeah.
Then you know what she did? Then she went and she got some Barbie implants.
Yeah.
Boom.
There we go. Anyway, so that's JD's rant. There you go. Which means it is It must be time for, let me go over to this page. I got to find my little, I gotta put this top in center because it's
I know where we're going it's like,
hold on. What the
while
heck?
You're doing that, while
oh,
you're
there
finding
it is.
That.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you want to say?
My imperfect life says that there's a new trend that's going around. It's called the unbuttoned pants.
we'll talk about that later. Here's our music. All right, there we go. Terminator news. All right, let's see. Now, this is kind of almost positive news. I'll do the positive, and then I'll do the really scary part. Okay, now,
the
positive.
The rest of the report.
The positive news is that 7 of the biggest AI companies converged at the White House and have put together a document that they will all follow, which basically is bumpers, guardrails, what have you, where not only like if they're doing something like a deep fake, and I'll get into that in just half a nanosecond. If you do a deep fake, it'll make a watermark on the video. Now, I've gotten that off my plate. Now, that's great. However, what about those guys who are not of the top 7?
That's
and they
exactly
built their
my
own
point.
AI, and they have their own GPCs, and they built their own system.
And they're madmen.
And they are madmen.
The
and here's what's going on. There was a video, this fellow, I don't know who he is. Apparently he's got 16 million followers. But anyway, it was trending on YouTube, and I watched it. And as you know, I keep on top of AI. And the guy's talking, and he's telling me the story about how they're getting better and better and better about cleaning up the video and making it even better and better. And he goes, and just so you know, and he's been talking for like 30 seconds, 30, 40 seconds, and all of a sudden his face morphs. And he goes, this is me in real. And then all of a sudden, he flips back over. This is actually, you've been watching my producer this whole time, but it's me talking. And I went, okay. I looked at it and said, it's right down to the flicking pixel. I mean, he could sneeze, it would capture everything. So he talks about, he says, basically, be very afraid, because everything now from this point forward that you see as a video or you hear as audio, it can no longer be trusted unless you know firsthand it came from maybe like the BBC or a White House press release directly.
Hey, Dan.
Wait. Let me get her. Because here's what the AI does. It doesn't even need the video. It just needs a few pictures. I just grab a few pictures of you. That's all I need. And then it starts to build the video, and then it takes the video and it drops it over to another AI and says, hey, what do you think of this? Nope. I see some fuzz over on the side here. Let me highlight that for you. And it sends it back to the AI regenerator. And the AI regenerator fixes up that little fuzz on the side. And then it changes little pictures over here. What do you think of this? Nope. See these pixels over here and this one over here? See how it looks like it's tearing? That doesn't work. And it throws it back over to the AI. And it does this for like 3-4 weeks under current technology. After it's been done, the first AI that does a double check and goes, yeah, I can't tell the difference. This looks good. Good to go. It looks like the guy. It is.
Hey, Dan. Now
I want tell
you to go back.
It's awesome.
I want you to go back to our shows back months ago when I said
I'm still not
we
worried.
Need to beware.
Nah.
Now more and more people are saying we need to beware. And, you know, this all ties in mm-hmm. with this Hollywood actor strike. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Because they have no protection for their images,
nope.
for their work.
Nope.
And, you know, again, like I say, you know, Carrie Fisher was a bit, well, I mean, it was a positive thing on AI on her part. But you know damn well that the studios are thinking, man, we can save billions and put more in our own pockets. And we could just go ahead and we'll just use, like I said, can you see making Gone with the Wind 2023?
No.
With Clark Gable?
No.
And
but,
Lillian Russell?
But
yeah.
You could pull back John Wayne and use his images over again and do a new movie with him. Not that anybody would watch it because they're like, who the hell's John Wayne? But that's the other problem. People start to die off. You don't know who they are. But, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm sure he sold off his rights in perpetuity for his image.
Hell yeah.
For the movies.
Yes, sir.
So all they need to do is grab him. Grab his image. You know, it says, oh, you don't want to do Terminator 37? That's fine. You'll be there. And your voice, too. I don't want to be there. I'm sorry, Arnold, but...
Oh, my God.
Page 36, subgraph 15, paragraph 9 said we can use your image and likeness in perpetuity, and your likeness is your voice as well. Sorry, they never knew that in the future we'd be able to do this junk. But
my God, but they were preparing because they read comic books when they were kids. They knew it,
they knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming.
That's just a tiny little taste of the fun that's coming, boys and girls. So...
Oh my God!
Afraid.
It's like, and
be very afraid.
What? It's like there's going to become a point where the Slade Mason show is going to be just one big AI report because every week it seems to be there's something. Like I say, okay, so we got these seven so-called major leaders in technology and broadband and all that crap.
Yeah.
But you know, like I said, what about the madman who's sitting in his closet, who's living in his mother's basement?
All right, so like, so spoiler alert for those of you who have not
seen... You've got a basement.
if you haven't seen the new Mission Impossible movie, spoiler alert, you might want to put this on pause for the next 4 minutes.
Oh, please tell me. Just tear that movie all apart, please. Just rip it to shreds.
Go ahead. Put your Ted, if you're listening... Click this forward about 4 minutes. All right. So in the Mission Impossible movie, among other things, there was an AI. And essentially what they did was they let it run a Russian submarine system. That it was a Russian submarine that had stealth technology. And sure enough, they came up on a class 3 U.S. submarine. And they said, all right, well, let's just stay here and let's just move over to the side. And as they moved, that second ship moved in sync with them. And they went, oh, crap, we are not in stealth mode. For some reason, they're able to see us. You with me so far? So then they get ping. They hear, oh, my gosh, they've opened up their missile bays. So now they've put the missiles in. And the missiles are aimed straight at this amazing ship that can't be seen, but yet there it's being seen, and they're panicking and they're like, okay, let's flood our base. Let's get a missile ready. And sure enough, boom, the U.S. launches their missile straight at them, and they say, screw it. Let's launch one at them. So they do. They launch theirs at theirs, and they're waiting. They're like, brace yourselves. And then all of a sudden they see the blue one coming in, nothing. And they're like, wait a minute, the heck? Where is it? There's nothing there. And they go, all right, well, all of a sudden the missile goes out and it's ready to hit the U.S. ship, and the U.S. ship disappears. It's gone from the screen. And they're like, what the heck's going on here? And all of a sudden they pan back to the AI, go, and all of a sudden the missile goes out, does a big, huge circle, and comes right back to the Russian ship, right to its back. And they're like trying to hit the cancel button. They can't hit the cancel button because that's all controlled by computer. And it explodes. That's because we let AI on the internet. And guess what? AI is on the internet. So I'm sure everything will be just fine. Everybody's in panic mode. Just everybody just calm down. Calm down. We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine.
Thank goodness for this break. Sadly, however, we will return to the Slade and Mason show.
There's something to be said about putting your head between your knees and kissing it goodbye.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Today in history, July 23rd, 1632, 300 colonists bound for New France depart from Dieppe, France. New France. We call that the Louisiana Purchase. So step aside, step aside, step aside. 1829. William Austin Burt patents the typographer, a predecessor to the typewriter. The paper was carried in an endless band, which traveled crossward across the machine, and the band was moved for each letter by the impression lever every time the lever is pressed to print. The line spacing was made by shifting the frame You know, why didn't this guy just use a computer? 1926, Fox Film buys the patents of the movie tone sound system for recording sound into a film. Just a fad. Moving on, moving on. 1982, the International Whaling Commission decides to end commercial whaling by 1985-86. That's kind of a no-brainer. It's kind of hard to post those things up on your wall, isn't it? And finally, 1983. We see Flight 143, the Gimli glider, make its final crash landing flight in Gimli, Montovia. This was due to a miscalculation of how much fuel was actually in the airplane due to the switchover from the Imperial system to the metric system. I knew there was a problem with that metric system. I told you, I told you. I'm Dan Mason, and that's July 23rd.
Hey there, Command the Guzio. How you doing? Hey, listen, I just got my license here to practice law. Yeah, practice law. I just figure if you can't beat them, you might as well join them. You know what I'm saying? Did you know they have a mail order service from Puerto Rico? Yeah, it's pretty cool. Basically, you learn anything you learn over at watching My Cousin Vinny, and you just become a lawyer. It's as easy as that. So now that I'm a lawyer, I can help you guys out if you ever get into like a problem, like like a traffic accident or a parking ticket, or let's say manslaughter, cause you had to get rid of a body from something you killed because you had to do it for like a family member. You know, I mean that type of thing happens every day, right? So if you need help, call Carmine DiGuzio, cause you nobody knows more about getting caught and thrown in jail than I do. Because, you know, them cops is don't leave me alone, you know? Can't figure it out. What did I ever do? I'm just a respectable businessman. Anyway, I'm Carmine DiGuzio, and I'm going to be your next lawyer. As soon as I figure out how to get all this paperwork filled out.
Nothing but eat ice cream when fellas take her out. Never wants to go to dinner or a show. If invited, she will holler, take me to an ice cream parlor. I'll have vanilla, just plain vanilla. Vanilla is the spice of life to me. Raspberry, berry, so is strawberry, and lemon is as hoozes as can be. You can shake that milkshake till the cow starts to scream, but I'll wait for a plate of vanilla ice cream. I'll have vanilla. Oh, you vanilla. Vanilla, dear, I hear you calling me.
What happened to chocolate?
On her wedding day, in the month of May, Hazel walks to meet the blushing groom. Then the preacher thought to join the loving heart. Will you honor and obey? To which the guest heard Hazel say, oh, I'll have vanilla, just plain vanilla. Vanilla's white and white means purity. Some girls want liquor, that makes me snicker. There's kick enough in plain ice cream for me. You can talk of your walk, see the moonlight soft gleam, but a girl can't go wrong on vanilla ice cream. I'll have vanilla. Oh, you vanilla. Vanilla, dear, I hear you calling me.
KKK Records presents.
K can tell. K can't tell. No chocolate for this guy.
Yes, sir. KKK Tell Records.
I'll have vanilla. Just plain vanilla. Vanilla simply fills me full of glee. On every Monday, I want a Sunday. On Tuesday, it tastes just as good to me. In the subway, one day someone gave me a seat. I said, thank you, kind sir. This is really a treat. But I'll have vanilla. Oh, you vanilla. I'm sure you don't know what this means to me.
Oh, I know what this means to you, all right.
Sorry about that, gang. But now we must return you to the Slade and Mason Show.
You know, sometimes my partner really wants to gain my ire. And after
I'm JD Slade. I'm Dan Mason, and this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Okay.
Wonderful rant about Barbie. Then he's going to come out with, I like vanilla.
That was Eddie Cantor from 1924 with I'll Have Vanilla in commemoration
of
today.
First blackface performers.
When, it was in commemoration of today being Vanilla Ice Cream Day. Oh, my gosh. Hey, man, I keyword search them. Back off. This portion of the Slade Mason Show is brought to you by Icy Sun and Icy Treats. And what is that all about? Well, instead of vanilla, well, actually, she has vanilla. My buddy
Listen,
Sheila.
No, hold it. Stop. Stop. Do not associate I See Something Icy
I said
with
I
anything like that song that you just played. It's because this is a fine, treasured treat
yes,
for
it
the
is.
Taste buds, for it the, to, of course, enjoy by the palate of the fine.
Now, yes, so it's not ice cream. We'll get that off our plate right now. Are we good?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It is not ice cream.
All right.
And
but
it's
it
not
is,
just vanilla.
And it is icy cold, though. It's an icy treat. And what my
it's
buddy
smooth.
Sheila and her husband have done, Al, who you respect and know and
absolutely
live in
the
Vero.
Finest, the finest gentleman. And I'm certainly glad that he and his wife are getting along so well and have been together for years.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. They have purchased a big red food truck. And they have outfitted it with two large Italian ice shredding machines. Not grinding, shredding. And the difference is, my voice, hold on, something's going with the microphone. Check 1, 2. There we go. We're back again. Maybe they're a little coupler. Kids have been playing with my stuff again. All right. All right, so here's what's going on. So they've outfitted with two ice shredding machines. And essentially what they do is they rotate these blades and this snowfall drops down into your waiting goblet. And from there, Al goes ahead and he structures it, packs it down nice and lightly, and then he puts a flavoring on top and maybe some sour squirts that you wanted and maybe throw some gummy worms on top and then they freeze up, crackle, and make your teeth go crunch, crunch, crunch. So that's what that's all about. And it's a really great treat. If you need them for a birthday party, you want to celebrate your 16-year-old birthday, kid, not you, because hopefully you're over the 16. If you have a corporate event coming down the pike, maybe there's some fundraisers happening. You got to give them the call at 804-617-8827. It's a special treat. It's delicious. My favorite personally is the pina colada. They have one.
If you like pina colada.
Oh, for the love of God.
Getting caught in the rain.
You know the orange sherbet that you used to grow up on love? They have one that's flavored.
Oh,
yeah, I know. Yeah. They have like three different types of cherry flavors. Wild cherry, regular cherry, and then something like it. It's anyway, they have.
Wild cherry. Play that funky music,
stop
white
it.
Boy.
You're going to get arrested. They have over 50 different flavors you can choose from. So give them a call.
You're playing vanilla songs and I'm going to get us arrested?
804-61. What? Microphones. Oh, might be time for a new mic. Is that possible? Do mics go out? Hello.
Oh.
Do mics go out? I guess they do.
Yes, they do. Yeah. But what's that number again?
It's 804-617-8827. Again,
I'm sorry. I lost the last four numbers.
Sure.
That?
So 804-61. Wow. Check one. Check. Hello.
You're still coming across.
I know. But something
You got a busted microphone.
Something's going on. This is not good. 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. You can visit them on the internet. They still have internet presence. It is www.icey-somethin.
Leave off the G for goodness sake.
icey.com. You can visit them on Instagram, Facebook. They are all over the place.
You can see how fine a creature Sheila is.
Calm down.
You can also see how big and muscular Al is. So,
Easy, careful.
All
right. Yes. Give them a call again. 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. 804-617-8827.
You'll be glad you did.
There you go.
before you go anywhere else, I started a story and you interrupted me.
I know, but this microphone's going, it's dropping in.
Well,
maybe
like
it's
I said, then you just listen to my story because it's like there's a new outfit that you might want to try.
A man named Brady. Go ahead.
Now, here it is. Okay, now listen. Listen, man.
Yeah.
It's like it's called the unbuttoned pants trend.
No.
Yes. Look, it's becoming popular on social media. Men and women are posting pictures of themselves in jeans and pants with the top button undone. Now, a lot of people do that because they're too fat.
That's me.
Like, these are just, some clothing manufacturers may try and capitalize on the trend by selling pants without top buttons. What the Ferengi are people thinking? I mean, you know, again, so now we're all going to start looking like real slobs because it's like our pants are going to be unbuttoned at the top. That'll make for great business meetings, I assure you.
I think it's bad enough.
Listen, you and I gave up on the dating scene.
Well, hold on. Look, before you get off the band stick, it's bad enough right now. Kids are not, all right, you and I grew up on on jeans, right?
Yep.
Slacks, those type, you know, denim.
Dungarees is what they were called.
Yeah. Now, they don't wear those anymore. Everyone's wearing sweatpants.
Oh, well, see, they're way behind the time because you will remember.
Mm-hmm.
You will remember years ago when you and I worked together that was my mode of dress, man. Hey, I had like 18 pairs of sweatpants in every color.
But my point is this.
They're
now
comfortable.
Everybody wears them. All the kids.
Yeah.
All the kids.
Like, I haven't worn a pair of sweatpants in 10 years.
Now it's not cool anymore, man. Now it's not cool.
Oh, man. Like I say, but that it is. It's lazy fashion because you don't have to work at it and they don't wrinkle. So, you know, again, you just jump in them.
No buttons to pants. Hey, Tony Bennett.
I left my heart and if I go to go San Francisco,
I'm not sure.
Oh man, a great man. One of the greatest vocalists in the history of music. Antonito Benedetto. What a great vocalist. And like I say, you know, he was underrated. He was in the military. When he came out of the military, he decided he was going to learn how to sing. And he actually enrolled so that he could learn to sing like that. And 70 years.
Yeah.
70 years.
Yep.
I want you to tell me one group today that you're going to be listening to in 70 years.
Rolling Stones, man.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, the Rolling Stones, you're going to be listening to them until the planet ends.
Beatles.
But I'm talking about listening to any group today.
Yeah.
Any today's music on the top 20.
Not happening.
What are you going to be? You're not even going to be hearing them in 5 years. Never mind 70 years.
No.
I mean, so again, we're losing great legends. And you know, even Tony Bennett realized that, you know, he had to update a little bit. So, you know, he did that duets album with Lady Gaga.
Yep.
It was a ridiculous album.
It was good, though. He made it. He made it.
But it was good.
He
made it. So, you know, again, God bless Tony Bennett. You know, again, I'm just, it's one of those talents. It's a once in a lifetime talent that we're never going to see again. Mm-hmm. You know, again, and it's really sad because, like I say, we're losing these greats every week. And, you know, again, it's coming to the point where, take a look at your Oscar award nominations. How many of those people do you recognize?
There we go.
Yeah. You don't even want to talk about Tonys and Grammys because like I say, I'm in the business of radio And yet a lot of these things just right over my head.
I know. I know. Hey, guess what?
What? Oh, my God. Is it that time? Oh, Jesus, man. We might have to talk about maybe doing a 90-minute show.
No. No. No.
All right, Dan, before we get any further, what is the deal about Sriracha?
So long story short, he made a deal with a big manufacturer down in Mexico, and they had hundreds of thousands of millions of acres, and then they started to get a little pricey. Dang, what's going on the microphone? Got a little pricey, so he switched gears to work with private farmers, and they all got skunked this year. Bad crops. So
yeah,
now there's no sriracha. No sriracha.
Because of unfavorable weather conditions and the shortage of chili peppers.
Yep.
Well, okay. There's always somebody who wants to take advantage of a situation like this. Here's a woman selling sriracha for $500 on Facebook Marketplace. Mm-hmm. KTLA says that a Santa Monica, California woman named Chelsea Sule is selling an open bottle of sriracha sauce for $500. She posted, "I hear this liquid gold is in short supply. I sure do love my sriracha, so I'll keep it. But I love $500 more."
Amen.
I'm telling you. All right. Oh, my God. I'm not good. All right. Ready?
Check, check. One, two, go. Yes.
All right.
Oh, check, check, check. Let me try that.
Pizza okay. Ramen is trending. Asia One says a ramen noodle restaurant in Malaysia is selling a new pizza ramen dish. The broth contains olives, cherry tomatoes, noodles, a hard-boiled egg, cheese, and a slice of pepperoni pizza on top. Oh, God. They're selling 20 bowls a day.
Wait. McDonald's. That's ramen and pizza, basically.
Yeah, exactly. McDonald's is opening a fries-only restaurant. The Econo Times says that McDonald's is opening a French fry restaurant in Sydney, Australia. The fry-thru plans to offer giant orders of fries with limited edition sauces such as Outback BBQ, wasabi-flavored mayo.
Oh,
the restaurant
gosh.
Was recently built and resembles the McDonald's French fry box.
Uh-huh. Great.
All right. Distractify says that the cucumber challenge is trending on TikTok.
What?
Women are posting videos of themselves eating cucumbers in a seductive way. They hope to gain likes, virtual gifts, and money from others' live streamers.
Jeez.
We are a sick society.
Yes.
Hormel has launched a new Spam flavor.
Yay.
The company did research and found that fans of Spam wanted the flavors, so that they developed it and are now selling it for $3.58.
What's the
Delish
flavor?
Delish Magazine.
Wait. What's the flavor?
It's maple.
Oh, God. Gross.
Delish Magazine says Samuel Adams plans to kick off pumpkin spice season on August 1st by releasing a new pumpkin ale called Jacko.
Jacko.
I almost put the two M's on there. Jaboom says 7-Eleven is now selling Korean barbecue wings for a limited time. 8 boneless wings cost $3. We don't have any American chickens? What the hell? All right. Yahoo News says McDonald's is developing a peanut butter crunch McFlurry. The dessert's going to be launched nationwide on August 9th. The vanilla soft serve is infused with a crispy cereal mix and chocolate peanut butter cookie pieces.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, are you kidding? You want to know why we're the fattest country in the world? I have just given you any number of examples. So go on, eat, be fat, and be happy.
Oh my gosh, Spam flavor with maple syrup just made me
one more thing
right in the back of my throat.
I
just went,
yeah, it threw up in your own mouth, didn't you?
Oh God.
All right, you know, it's like I also follow TikTok trends.
I'm sorry to hear.
Here's the newest TikTok trend. You're gonna love this one.
Okay.
Asia One says that the toilet bowl challenge is trending on TikTok.
No, we're not doing this. Why are we?
It involves two teenagers making a bet. The one that loses has to wash their face in a toilet bowl. Teens are posting videos of their challenge online. All right. Of course, the internet had to have a reaction to it.
Yes.
And it's true. No matter how clean the toilet is, the water in it is not suitable for washing your face.
You think? Oh, my gosh.
Somebody else wrote, it's incomprehensible that people would behave this way. I mean, come on. Why? Listen, dogs drink out of toys. We know where dogs' mouths have been. It's like, so I'm just
where were they 12 seconds ago? They were in the wrong place.
Exactly.
Gosh.
Oh, you know what? Oh. I forgot one more thing. One more disgusting thing. All right, Krispy Kreme. They've introduced 4 new M&M donuts. Flavors include chocolate candy, surprise donut filled with M&Ms, chocolate ice donut topped with M&Ms, and peanut butter filled dumpling donut topped with M&Ms, and mini chocolate ice donuts topped with M&Ms. They are available for a limited time.
I just want to tell you, I don't like donuts with surprises in them.
Especially when they tell me there's a surprise.
Oh my gosh. Do you know who Taco John's is in New York?
No, Taco but I'm going to say that he's Papa John's?
Taco John's. Taco John's
actually
coined the phrase Taco Tuesday way back when it was.
Is that why we're having all this discussion about Taco Tuesdays?
Yes, yes. And apparently they have decided, you know what? We own the trademark, but we are no longer fighting this. The only thing we're feeding are attorneys. Forget it. It's just not worth it. So anybody can now use the term Taco Tuesday without getting in trouble from Taco John's. They're like, we're just going to keep on going. And if Taco Bell wants to use it and they're violating our trademark, so be it.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's all they were doing.
So now I can do my new Tuesday Taco Tuesday show.
That's right. You can do your Taco Tuesday show. Speaking of food, I was in my dining room. My children had purchased for Father's Day mushroom growing kit. Calm down. Not that tight. It was an oyster mushroom. And you have to, twice a day, you know, I figure like when I feed the dog, I'll feed it water, I spray it with water. And it grows these mushrooms. But while I'm in the dining room, I'm hearing this loud, I mean, loud cat scream to me. The cat can see me through the dining room window. It's that feral cat we have. The one brown kitty. We call her brown kitty.
Brown kitty. Okay.
Brown kitty. So blood curdling scream, like she's being attacked or something, or just like, would you please come out here? So I'm putting that little squirt bottle, I'm coming down. I look out the window. She's there on the mat. And I'm like, all right. I open up the door and she looks up at me. She goes, oh, thank God. And she turns her head and she goes down and she picks up something large and black. And I went, oh, hell no. And I quickly closed the door and I looked down over the window and it's this little mole or vole or what have you. It's still alive. She was going to bring it into the house and share it with me and go, hey, look what I got for you. I got you a breakfast.
You a present.
Oh, look, I got you breakfast. So I kept the door closed. And I went, I'm not letting that cat bring this into the house. So she said, oh, all right, well, I guess I'll just have to eat this. So she snapped the neck and just sat there. And I just hear this crunch, crunch, crunch. And I went, all right, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, so but you know what? They just the like mice, they don't eat the head.
Nope, she ate the whole thing.
They don't eat the head.
She ate the
Did
whole
she,
thing.
Really?
She ate, there was
oh
nothing
God.
Left. Either that or she took it and brought it out into the back room or what have you. But she...
See, and that's why I don't want cats licking on me either.
Yeah, you don't know where they've been.
Jesus.
Poison, gross. Hey, speaking of poisons.
All right.
Aspartame. Aspartame.
You know, do you remember years and years ago?
Saccharin.
Saccharin, yes. And it's like, and saccharin was banned and la, 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 la. And then, of course, they started coming out with, you know, again, you're right. Everything else had aspartame in it.
Yep. Now it's
and
poison,
it's like because I use
one of those.
What do I use?
Is it blue, white, yellow, or pink?
It's yellow.
Okay. So that's
Splenda.
That's Splenda. Yeah.
Yeah. So I use Splenda. It's like I buy a box of 400 and so it lasts me all year. I still about half a box.
There you go.
But I mean, you know, here's the problem I have. You know, they come up with all these things to supposedly make it easier for you to eat things, you know, and blah, 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 blah. But they just aren't doing enough testing on it. And, you know, first off, the headline was aspartame contains cancer-causing agents.
Yep.
But then when you listened and read deeper into the story, you found out that the amount of aspartame that the average consumer is going to take in is almost irrelevant.
Yeah. So you basically would have to eat the equivalent of a Sienna-sized car of aspartame every single day for a year. Guys, if you ate a Sienna-sized vehicle amount of anything in a day, it would probably kill you. So,
you know, so I mean, that, there again, and that's just, it's alarmist talk, but you know, here's things that I worry about. You know the controversy about Ozempic.
Yes.
Ozempic, I'm sorry.
Ozempic.
Because it's supposed to be it is for diabetes,
yep.
You know, again, to try and lower that A1C.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, someone in Hollywood discovered, hey, you know what? I just found another reason that I don't have to exercise my fat ass because
that's
I
right.
can just take this stuff.
Yep. I have no hunger.
And as a result, they've caused a shortage in Ozempic.
Yep.
So, you know, vanity, dan, dan, dan.
And then you got people who are so bored that they decide they want to have a cage fight. Like Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk. Have you heard about this?
Oh, no.
Oh,
I'm
kidding? Dead serious. So it was a Twitter exchange or whatever, I forget what they're using, some internet thing. They were talking about, you know, talking smack about each other. And I guess Mark said something about, well, you know, anytime you want to do something about it. And Elon's like, yeah, bring it on. And Mark's like, okay, cage fight. And Elon's like, I'm on. All right, it'll be the greatest thing ever seen in history. You name the time. So they are seriously considering having a cage fight
for the pay-per-view for this stupid event in which nothing is going to happen.
Two billionaires.
And two billionaires getting another $1 billion apiece for staging bull.
But here's the deal. Mark Zuckerberg, as you know, he's about as you know, when he stands sideways, he's transparent. But
yeah,
apparently he's for the past, I don't know, 3-4 years, he's been studying like Taekwondo and Jiu-Jitsu and all these martial arts while Elon Musk has just been looking at rockets going off. So if it were to become a thing, Elon Musk is going to walk out a bloodied mess, which I think is funny as all get out. So, and Mark is—he's ready. He's ready. He's ready.
I guess maybe because there are cultural differences here. Because I come from a society where this was an everyday occurrence, and we didn't talk about it. We just went out and did it.
Uh huh.
So you know, again, but as I've gotten older, you know, I've learned that I'm really too old to run. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm really too fat to fight. So it's just going to be just as easy for me to shoot you and end the fight. Boom. There it is. You got to keep it simple, stupid. Man, it's like, you know, again, we complicate issues.
Right.
Like I say, a bullet takes care of a lot of problems.
All right. Well, say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
And with that wonderful note, goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Mason.
Hey, Mason Show. Hi, I'm Danny Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade Mason Show.
Paid for by the NRA.
And the KKK.
And the KKK.
And strangely enough, and the
kids.
NAACP.
Who are you calling colored? I ain't no Crayola.
NAA.
CP.
Non-Auburn.
Take this pill.
He can stand out in the sun longer than I can.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not going to stand out in it. No, sir. Oh, by the way, listen, you know, again, a serious note.
Yeah.
We are about to enter in this part of the country. We're about to head into that heat dome that everybody else is experiencing. Make sure you keep water handy. If you got pets, make sure that they've got water and shade. And just be careful out there. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, and don't be in, I want to get it right, McCarran Airport in Arizona in an airplane on an 111 tarmac without air conditioning for 3 hours. Oh, my God. Dumb. Bye, y'all.
Yep. Bye.
Paid for by the National Crime Prevention Association.
NSB.
The next time your plane crashes, we'll be there.
Brought to you by Ronco.